Let's get right into it. Please introduce yourselves and let's get rolling.
So my name is Max. I'm 27 right now. I have been living in Costa Rica for 13, 14 years now, back from France, thanks to Terry and Martina Myers' parents.
And so this family pulled you in. So who are you?
My name is Mael. I'm 16 years old and I live here in Osorio forever. My parents came here like 25 years ago and I love this place.
Well, so today we're going to talk about both you guys and your story, but we're also going to talk about your joint business, Nosara Escape. So it's garnered a lot of traction over the past year or two. How long has it been open?
1 year and
just over 4 months.
It seems like it's starting to pop now, but when you first opened, it takes a minute to get going. Or did you guys start right away?
It started pretty immediately. They already had people who already know what an escape room is.
Where do escape rooms come from? Like, how'd that all get going?
It got created in Japan like 14, 15 years ago. And then it got popular around the world 4 years ago.
Okay, so over the past decade and a half, it's been building and you're saying it caught countries all around the world.
Yeah,
every major city has an escape room now.
Yeah, I think Barcelona has like 300 escape rooms now. So
whoa,
yeah, it's insane.
Is it bigger in Europe than in the United States?
Both are pretty,
maybe it's pretty similar.
Yeah. And also the concept of the escape room was you had an apartment, you didn't know what to do with it, so you would remodel it and then you would do an escape room out of your apartment. That was like a concept.
That's really interesting. So when did you go to your first escape rooms for each of you?
So I went in United States, in Colorado, Denver.
Mine was in Costa Rica, in San Jose.
So when did Nosara come up in the mix? It's like, let's do one here.
So I went to France and then we tried a lot. We love escape rooms, so we tried a ton of them over there. And then I had the idea of trying one out here in Nosara. And then I asked Roy and Max if they wanted to do and help it with doing the escape room with me.
Uh-huh. You already knew of them, so you're like, yeah, let's do it. Or it was it a tough decision?
It was pretty easy to take the decision. It sounded really like something new that can catch here in Nosara. You know, once you finish your surf lesson and yoga lesson, there is not much to do for tourists. So it sounded like pretty fun. I also like games, board games and stuff like this, logical clues and readers. So it sounds pretty fun to do as a business. We can make it.
It's an important part of making the business, right?
Definitely.
So, Mael, you've had some businesses before Nosara Escape, right?
Yeah.
All right, take us through your career so far. You're 16 right now.
Yeah, I'm 16 right now, soon 17. So my first business was painting when I was 6. So that was my first business. And then with the money I made out of the paintings, I did my mini golf because that was my dream. I loved mini golf. So at 8 years old, I did a mini golf. I started with 9 holes.
And now it's expanded since then, right?
Yeah, I've done the 9 other to have an 18 hole course.
So is the gallery still going?
Yeah, the gallery's still going.
All right,
yeah.
So your gallery's there.
Yeah.
Mini golf's there. What did you do after mini golf?
I did the Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards?
So I started selling my collection of cards that I had when I was little. And then I did some other project businesses that didn't work. I tried doing a pool table. But because the Cafe de Paris wasn't open at night, pool table is kind of for like bars, you know, so it didn't work. And then we tried doing a second Cafe de Paris in North Quiones, and that didn't work too.
Right,
placement is the best in a business. If you're not in a good location, it doesn't work.
So what'd you do after the bakery?
I did the escape room.
So that brings us to the escape room. Max, you had went to an escape room already in San Jose before, and you had went to a whole bunch of them in Europe and had the idea. So how did you guys collude? Like, when was the moment where you two jumped in on this thing together?
September 2018, more or less. And we just started...
You know, 2017.
17?
17.
Maybe, yeah, 17. So we was just speaking about the idea and, you know, we can work together and create something out of our minds with the help of Roy, and decided it was a good idea and it was like a lesson for us to learn how to do maybe a bigger business.
Mm.
How to grow up. Both of us. I have been trying to be an entrepreneur for 2 or 3 years when I start with Nosara Escape. So I really wanted to create something. Might already had some experience with mini golf and Pokemon and everything. So it was good practice. It was good idea, good concept. And we just jump on it.
You guys seem to blend well together. Max, you do such a good job of launching the teams and the characters and getting dressed up and pulling people into the moment. Shout out to you for that. Like, it really does good. Maya, you kind of seems like you sit back a little bit and you're thinking, and he goes out and handles the PR and does the talking and gets people set up. I could see you in drama class or in a drama school or something at some point. Like, I don't know if you've ever done it.
I have been in theater acting. Having some acting for university and
stuff. Yeah, I totally believe it.
I always been looking myself like someone who can be a storyteller.
And he's a good seller.
Part. In my opinion, sales really is storytelling.
Yeah.
Of course. Telling the story of whatever it is. And again, sales is a relative term. I think all of life is a sale. Well, you guys obviously don't have kids yet, but when you do, getting your kid to go to sleep at night, that's a sale. Driving past the McDonald's with a little kid in the back, that's a sale. Like, it's a life literally is a sale. Anything you want to do. You guys seem to have a pretty good sale thing going on. You do the talking, you're coming up with ideas and have business experience. It's just fun having you guys here because it's a different business. I've never even heard of an escape room before until we went to one the other day. And it's really cool what you had set up. I was really impressed with, like, the clues and the... Is that the term that you use? Clues?
Clues.
Clues.
So who comes up with those? Like, who came up with the strategy of going from this to this to this? Do you guys do that, or do you buy it, or outsource it, or how does it work?
We create it, and it would be hard to say who created a clue, because it's really a mix of brainstorming, a lot of brainstorming, try and error, just doing things, dropping ideas, and look what it worked.
So you guys come up with the stuff.
Yeah. Yes. We played around 100 games on the iPhone. So you kind of find you have an idea and then you take it, but you put it in your own way. You transform it and you add on stuff and
try to contextualize it.
I mean, it sounds like art. It sounds like you're playing music or you're painting. You get inspired by something and then you make it your own.
You have like several process, several part, and it's take a long time. It's taken almost more time to do the clues than to construct the whole room.
Yeah, it takes a long time. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So walk us through this. So quick overview. You guys open escape room. Do you need to for it to work, or can you operate off of one and then you change it every couple of months, or like, how does that all work?
So when we built the first, we wanted to build one first, but then we figured out that a lot of escape rooms have two rooms. Because if you like the first one, that normally is the case, you come back. You want to come back. It's like addicting, you know?
Gotcha. So having two in place is a really good idea. It's
very important. So we built the first one knowing we had to build a second one. So the space was thought out of having space for the second one to be built. We didn't have the idea of the second one, though. We were concentrating on the first one, and then we were going to do the second one.
And after five months, as we see it was going to be really successful business, we start creating the ideas, the concept, and constructing the second room. Plasma reaction.
I got you. So you're at two now. Are you guys thinking of adding a third and a fourth?
Right now we are constructing a second escape room here at Nosara.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's new business. It's a little bit different. It will be an outdoor escape room. In the jungle. Basically, it's the same concept. You are in a space, you are in a perimeter, you have a lot of clue to solve, to try to escape, but this time there is no walls. You're surrounded by jungle. You have to escape the jungle.
So you're using the environment and kind of where you're at.
Yes. We figure out a lot of customers give us the feedback that, you know, you're living in New York. You know, you can do an escape room in New York. So you don't come to Nosara to be in a room. You come here for the beach, for the jungle, etc. So we speak a lot about it, and we think it will be hard to do an escape room in the ocean. So let's do it in the jungle.
Gotcha. That's the next best thing.
Yeah, that's that for the next one, in a submarine or whatever. But
I'm stoked later for you guys. That's cool, man. That's really cool.
But yeah, building an escape room in the jungle is a tough thing, because in a room, you have walls, so people don't get distracted. But in the jungle, how do you tell people, okay, don't go over there, stay here, you know? So that was the hard part of, like, keeping people in the perimeter. Because in an escape room, you always have to find objects. Mm-hmm. So where's the limit of where you're going to go try to find something? So that was the hard part.
Yeah, so you had completely different boundaries, essentially, on this one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you. That's freaking cool, man. Thank you. I guess the question is, what's next? I guess it sounds like you're already onto it with the jungle one.
What's next? So far...
we don't know.
So far, it's open.
Yeah.
Let's say it's open. I think we both are really ambitious. We work well together. So it will certainly have more projects.
I gotcha. So to be determined.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Nosara a little bit, where we live. Quickly tell me your likes.
I like to surf. That's like one of the best. Because we have a perfect surfing wave, very consistent. Also the nature and like the spirit of the people, how kind they are, and the community is pretty nice here.
So you feel it has a little bit different vibe here than other places in the world?
Yeah, I couldn't live in a city. I would not like it in a city.
Why is that?
Because people are very cold, you know? Like in a city, when you talk to a guy, the guy's like, okay, well, what you want? But here, when you say hello, he says hello back, and it's like, pura vida, mai. So that's what I like about here.
I gotcha. So you like the people.
Yeah.
Nice. You like to open businesses. It seems like a decent spot to open businesses, or yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, touristic places are always a good place to open a business. But all cities are also a good place to open businesses. But I don't know, here.
Different markets.
It's different, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what about you, Max? Tell us what's your main Nosara likes.
I really like about Nosara as the community, the fact that the community is positive about changes. It feels like there will and there is. We have the opportunity to do things different and better. I feel optimistic that we have a problem with straw, plastic straw, and now in less than a year, nobody is selling plastic straw, or almost nobody. I like that part in Nosara, like optimistic feel of the future. We can do things better, we can change things. That's something I really like about Nosara community.
Right on. So now let's flip the question around. Those are fine likes and all, but I think people will be interested to hear what your dislikes are. And please be upfront about it, because no place is perfect.
Yeah.
And all the websites and all the businesses and everything is all fun, and it's all smiles and sunsets and monkeys and trees and all these good things. But I think people are interested in knowing the truth of your dislikes as well. So could you share some of your dislikes with us?
Flat earth people.
You said flat earth people?
I think, well, we have infrastructure problems. That's every now knows that, you know, the roads and stuff like this. It's bad, and just have to be patient, I guess, with that.
Hey, what are your dislikes?
Oh, I'd have to think about it.
While you think about it, Max, let's jump back to you. So, Max, for your dislikes, it's flat earth people and the infrastructure issues that we have.
Yeah.
That's a pretty common one.
Yeah.
Except, well, not the flat earth people. So, is there like a society that meets up at Cafe Puri and you guys have to listen to it or something?
Hopefully no.
That would be horrible. Hopefully
no.
The flat earth movement's garnering traction, right?
Mm.
Is that prevalent here? I don't know. Are there a lot of people here who feel that way?
I have hear about a couple of people who, yes. You know, there is all this wave of non-anti-vaxxers and flat people and all this kind. And as I said, people have a lot of idea and try a lot of stuff here. And more like healthy things and anti-corporate stuff here in Nosara. So it's kind of evidence that it will have some people who believe that here. Everyone has right to believe anything. It's okay. But it's just like, I don't know, a little bit naive, maybe.
So, Mael, you didn't learn about flat earth at homeschool the other day?
No. I don't know about the flat earth because I don't go on social media, so.
So let's get to your dislikes. Mael, you've grown up here your whole life, basically. This is your home. What are some of your dislikes? And I know that your tolerance for dislikes are a lot different than someone who grew up in another established country or a city or environment. So it's kind of, I'm really interested to hear like your take on things. Like, what are some of the things about Nosara that you don't really care for?
Trash, pretty annoying. Like, the plastic. The community is good, like Max said. I mean, they want to change fast. At the same time, they're kind of like in their comfort zone. You know, it's not like it's easy here, so they don't push it that much, you know. They don't like try hard enough.
Are you talking about environmental kind of behavior?
They do, but for example, we have a trash can in Osar Escape, and we constantly see people coming to put their trash in our trash cans. Sounds ridiculous, but I mean, finally, like, you really can't pay a trash can or a guy to come pick up your trash, and we have a new pickup trash truck.
Yeah, well, but yeah, we have new trash service.
But I'm pretty sure it's going to leave soon because no one pays a lot of attention to it.
I hope not. We did a podcast on it. I really hope people will please pay their trash bill and the recycling donation. It's very inexpensive, and it's so amazing to have it. I hope we don't lose it. That's a good dislike. Those are good ones. So infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure.
And then environmental type stuff. That seems to be the majority of y'all's dislikes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so let's change topics over to restaurants. And you can't say anything Cafe Paris because you're affiliated with them. So I'm interested in your top three favorite restaurants, no particular order, just your top three favorite restaurants, and what do you get there?
So La Luna.
What do you like there?
Pretty much everything. I mean, it's
the view.
The view, the service, the waiters are pretty nice and careful. I mean, there is one, sadly I don't know his name, would love to know his name to say it because it's really nice. It's very professional waiter. The food is as great as huge. That's really nice, you know. And the view, definitely the view. It's really nice place. Other businesses, other restaurants I like, I would say Harmony and definitely Harmony. Café de Paris, because also it's like backyard home, you know.
All right, so what do you get at the Harmony?
I like the sushi. I like the grain bowls. It's really nice. It's like a little bit of more vegetarian options. As far as I have been here, as everything I have tried here, I really like it, and I recommend the brownie.
It's really good. So we got three out of you, even though you did count Cafe Paris. What about you?
Love Burger, the new restaurant that opened up. That's a pretty nice one. The new vegan burgers are pretty nice, and they're even gluten-free, yeah? I think.
Yes, yes.
So that's amazing to have in a place like this in Osara. But then also Pacifico Azul.
Okay.
They have very good curry over there, so I like that one too.
So the curry?
Yeah, I would say Harmony.
Harmony? Awesome. And what do you like at Harmony?
They have the grain bowl. I think they have a lot of vegetarian stuff. Mm. They also have the ramen. They also have the vegetarian sushi. That's also very, very good.
I would like to speak about a special one. It's maybe not the best, but I really like what they're doing, is Almendros. It's a little tico bar, like nobody talk necessarily about it.
It's right here in Esperanza.
I really like it. It's simple, but it's nice. It's really nice place. I should recommend it if you want to drink a beer and eat some nachos. It's a nice place.
And good prices, too.
And really
affordable, really, really cheap prices.
So it's been great having you guys in. Before we go, is there anybody who you'd like to give any shout-outs to or thank yous? Or do you have anything you want to say to the community or get out there?
Yeah, of course. My parents helped me a lot in everything I do, basically. I don't go to school, so they help me every day for, I call it non-schooling or hack schooling. And it's basically all my businesses, and they help me with all that.
Gotcha. So your school is kind of life here, and your businesses, and getting to have a partner and opening up these different opportunities throughout the community.
Yeah, life learning, that's what I call it.
Life learning?
Yeah.
Or unschooling? That's cool, man. What about you, Max?
First of all, families, you know, parents who give me the opportunity to live in Costa Rica. At the end, this wasn't really my choice. You know, I was 13 years old when I came here. So it's in big part my father's who give us the possibility to know Costa Rica in the first time. So it's thanks for them, the four of them, that I am here right now. And about Nosara Escape in particular, well, people who have helped us with the project, like Roy families, give us a lot of push at start. It was really helpful and necessary when we start the project. And friends, Carol, Marco, Jeff.
Right on. Well, hey, congratulations on your success. Thank you for providing things for people to do around here and making Osara a fun place to be.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, we'll look forward to hearing and seeing the new room that's coming up, the Jungle Escape Room.
Yeah, so we'll invite you, of course.
Okay. We'll have to
come with all of them, all the team to try this one.
All right, we'll bring you out there.
Hopefully, this time you escape.
Maybe. Actually, with our team, if there's no walls, it might be a bad idea. Everyone's going to be all over the place. You might have to just stick us back in one of the rooms.
No worry. We have been working a lot about that. This part, how to get people to not get out in the jungle, you know, to stay in the perimeter and stuff. And it will be really a thrilling adventure. It will really be something that you have dream about it as kid, because a lot of kids, if not everyone, wanted to be like Indiana Jones someday, you know, be you in the jungle solving mysteries, having an adventure, real adventure in the jungle. And we have been really working on that. And the space, just the space without the clues, you are already in an adventure. So even if you have the possibility to get out of the game, you won't do it because you want to keep in the adventure, in the game.
Right on, man. Mael, for your gallery, you had mentioned a couple ideas that you might have coming up.
So I would like to do a new exposition, I don't know when I'm going to do it. I'm going to start it in September. I'm going to work on it. And the idea is like painting the whole gallery instead of using canvas or a frame.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to paint all the walls in my gallery.
Interesting. So,
I don't really know when it's going to be ready because it can take me a year, 2 years, a month, 2 months. I don't really know.
So the whole gallery is the painting.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So you're like completely submerged into this like art world, art imagination, like explosion of ideas.
So not having to go to your traditional school with traditional school hours allows you.
Yeah, of course.
The freedom to do this stuff, essentially.
No, and also when you go to school, the thing is, it's like completely, it breaks you. I don't know if it's harsh or...
No, it's real. Just speak from your heart.
It breaks you. It takes out the creativity out of you because it gives you like, okay, you have to do it this way. So it doesn't leave any space for imagination. So you could never do something this big with such imagination.
You don't miss or regret not going to a regular school.
No, not at all.
There's a lot of pro homeschool and a lot of anti homeschool opinions out there.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone has a valid point. The anti-homeschool people, the most common one I hear is the social environment and having friends that you interact with on a daily basis. That seems to be the...
Yeah, well, it's kind of not true because on a school, the thing is you have friends, but you can't choose your friends. It's kind of like imposed you on your friends. Well, when you're outside of school, it's the nice thing is you can choose which friends you want, you know? If you don't like a kid, you don't have to hang with him. And if you like a kid, you hang them out with them and you surf and you go jump in the water, go surf all day and, you know, stuff like that.
Do you think you have enough social interaction here in Osara?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So growing up, you're okay?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's something a lot of people ask that all the time about their kids. Is there enough other kids to talk to and interact? And they're worried about coming to Costa Rica with their kids for that reason, because they think that taking them out of their schools back in the States in the traditional education system in Canada or Europe, they feel that they might be damaging or hindering their kids' education. So they're reluctant to try it. You're saying that's not the case.
I feel like it'd be better to have like one or two friends that you really like than having 20 kids that you know the names, but you don't really do anything with them. You know what I mean?
When did you start feeling this way?
When I stopped school.
So it happened pretty quick.
Yeah, it happened pretty quick.
What I disliked about school the most for me that I remember was the social pressure and the having to wait for people to stop talking or misbehaving so the teacher could say what they have to say. And I really felt like I could learn in 15 or 30 minutes as much if I'd have just been able to do it at one time real quick without all the interruptions and all the craziness. I would have really appreciated that. Like if I could go back in time and be homeschooled, I would do it in a second. Because most all my problems that came from school were relationships. I didn't know how to interact. I didn't know how to stand up for myself, or I was insecure. And it was kind of that forced social system that I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I mean, kids are in school, and it's kind of like a garderie. I don't know how to say it in English.
You mean
place where you, when you know, when you're, when you have a baby, you leave it to someone, they keep it. What is it called in that?
Well, they can start at preschool where you drop off the kid at preschool. Yeah, but daycare, I think, like is what daycare. You're talking about.
I feel like school is more like a daycare. And now people like kind of like start knowing that it's a daycare because you leave your kids, they teach you some non-very important stuff in your life. Mm-hmm. And when you finish school after 18 years, you can start again to learn more stuff that you don't need in your life. To end up at 25 years old getting out of high school already.
So I could tell you're looking forward to college, Mael.
Yeah, no, not at all. Well, also in the art, I know in the art schools, I've heard a lot of people that they wanted to do art, and then they went to an art school, and the art school kind of like breaks you because it teaches you techniques and stuff, but it kind of teaches you also their way to see the art world. And the art is like the complete opposite about that. Every single person has his different idea of like this art world and expressionism. And
so the loss of freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. I'm thinking about what you were just saying. So I went through high school and I took some college classes in high school. And then even when I got to college with writing, it was always, it has to be this way and it has to fit into this. Otherwise, exactly. It won't work.
Well, it's kind of the purpose of school. I mean, it's like you, I come ask you, like, okay, teach me how to paint. You're going to teach me your way of painting. You're never going to teach me my way of painting. So that's kind of like the way I see it. I mean, if you go to school, it's kind of normal for them to teach you their way.
Teachers mean well. And actually, I'll pause for a second to give a shout out. I think the schools here in Nosara, the private schools in particular, are phenomenal compared to, say, like the traditional school system where
definitely
sit down, be quiet, sit there, do that, and then other kids are being bad. And like I'm not saying they're perfect, but I am saying I'm very proud of the private schools we have here. Thank goodness for them. But at the same time, being homeschooled in this environment and in this location, it's pretty unique.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a different kind of experience.
Yeah, I personally think like you can school is good. For example, like let's say Del Mar is an example, because I went to Del Mar until I was 12.
Okay.
And I feel like it's good until you're 9 years old. It's kind of like the point where you start, like, it's, they teach you how to read, they teach you how to write, and those are all important stuff in life, math, you know, basic math. But then at like a certain point, like 10 years old, it starts to be like less. The cool thing about Del Mar, it was very like academic. Mm-hmm. It was a different school, but once you get big, it doesn't work anymore. So that was like the point where I think after 10 is like a point where it doesn't work really anymore. You know what I mean?
And maybe some kids at 12 or 13.
You start going back
maybe
to books and to writing a page and like reading a book and then doing a written essay of 10 pages out of it to explain what was the book and those boring stuff. So before that, I feel like it was really, really an incredible school, Del Mar Academy.
Interesting. Shout out to Del Mar.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're here. What else is going on out there, fellas? Anything? Any messages? Any jokes? Ideas? Thoughts? Questions?
So there is a guy now.
What's supposed to be a girl from Nantucket? No. All right. I want to thank you both for coming in. I really appreciate it, and I'm very happy for you, and much success in the future. It's going to come your way.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.